Ghana's unimpressive performance at the Olympic Games and other world competitions has been blamed on a lack of better sports system and investment in sports in general. Speaking on our current affairs program Focus, the Vice President of the Sports Writers Association of Ghana, SWAG, Maurice Kwensa, said it is regrettable to note the level of support given athletes, particularly the home-based. He intimated that commitment from government is key if Ghana hopes to get close to the medal zone at the Olympics.
Even the policy framework which will define how Ghana sports moves into the future, we don't have it. Hopefully, the parliament, they are going to do something good. I sat in a little discussion with the select committee to look at the draft bill. And hopefully, when that thing happens, it will move us a step forward. But it's just not there. The commitment from government really is not there. This year, the budget for sports is 22,560,058 Ghana cedis. That was the allocation. Out of which, 11.96 will be go for salary. Compensation, out of which 10.357 for goods and services internally generated, and this is the budget statements. It must be noted, however, that the 2016 budget estimate cannot meet key compulsory events like participation of all national teams in various qualification matches, activities of the National Sports Association, including the real games. So it tells you that even the budgetary allocation did not factor the real games. So it tells you that even the support from government is lacking. And if economy is also challenged, there's very little corporate bodies and individuals can do.
Maurice Kwensa is Vice President of SWAG. In the view of GBC sports journalist Benjamin Willie Graham, until the Ghanaian authorities see sport as big business and prioritize medals, particularly gold, will continue to elude the nation.
The country itself must look at its strength. You build on your strength from the grassroots. Football, we had the codes, and because we knew that we were going to start from there to build. Yes. If you want to also say that swimming is going to be part of our preparation, you start from the grassroots. So you catch them young from the JSS, from the primaries, from the SS, then you start from the universities and you move on. So by the time the next Olympic comes, you already have your men out there. If you want to go with rugby, what do? You start from the grassroots. But here's the key, there are certain sports that you grow to maybe 25 years before you start it. Misplaced priority. That's for me, that's an issue. And until we begin to change our direction, this is how it's going to be like. Sports is business. Until we begin to see it as such, we are going to have issues. As for medals, it's a big issue for me because we don't see sports as business. Why would you think that companies are chasing Usain Bolt for endorsements? The human being now is a brand. So we should also find a way to let our sportsmen understand that they are brands on their own, not just because they're going to compete for Ghana, but they're going to rake in money for themselves and the nation.
Benjamin Willie Graham, football commentator George Kenneth Latte, also of GBC, described Ghana's preparation for the Rio Olympics as appalling. Ghana should therefore expect nothing.
We are not serious. We send this people over there. You mark it here. We're not going to bring anything. I know what I'm talking about. Not even polished wood. We're not going to bring anything to Ghana because we are not prepared. If we should bring something, then maybe it probably might be by way of luck. If you take a look at what is going on in world athletics, you hardly see a Ghanaian competitor in any of the leagues. So who are you going to bypass over there? Put the likes of the Shelley and Frazers and co. Of late, well, she's gone down. But there are a lot of American young ladies out there. Which of them are you going to bypass in the tracks? Most of the athletes that we send there, most of them don't even know the rules of the game. They end up being disqualified here and there. It's pathetic. 16 is just a number to go represent Ghana. From where I'm sitting, I don't see Ghana bringing anything here.
George Kenneth Latte is GBC's football commentator. He and other panelists on our current affairs program, Focus Today, looked at Ghana at the Olympics, the past, present, and the future.
Meanwhile, president of the Ghana Swimming Federation, Theo Wilson-Ezi, has promised Ghanaians a medal in winning in swimming in 2024 Olympics. This follows the exploits of Ghana's youngest athlete at the Rio Olympic Games, 14-year-old Kaya Forson, who placed third in the Zoom Freestyle Heat 1.
We are going to hold medal in 2024. So when my athletes went into this Olympics, I knew and I've told the whole nation that they are going there to beat down their personal best time, and it happened. The nation knows steadily that we are progressing. Now when she beats down her next time, she's going to the African seniors. She's going to beat down her time. I've prepared series of events for her. So by the next Olympics, she will qualify by time with no ease.
He He, however, did not mince words in calling for serious preparations, indicating that the entire sporting fraternity got it all wrong prior to Rio.
31st edition of this Olympian underscores our failure of getting everything wrong, from writers to sportsmen to athletes to coaches, to getting everything wrong. Because the business of Olympics or the business of sports, we always get it wrong. We either mix it with recreation and leisure, or probably with a little bit of amateurist and professional attitude, and there we go. We haven't got it right at all. I want to change the face of sports. Now, Olympic is a serious business that you have so many activities that take place. The competition itself, meetings of developing and understanding each other to develop and come to the next Olympics.
Theo Wilson-Ezi is president of Ghana Swimming Federation.